Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ, Pete Prisco, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Doing good. A lot of news going around the NFL with the biggest story with Robert Saleh being let go by the New York Jets. What do you make of owner Woody Johnson's decision to fire him during the season?
Don't you mean owner Aaron Rodgers' decision?
I was going to let you say it, Pete, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's the owner, he's the general manager, he's the offensive coordinator. There's not a job he doesn't have. And like I said on a video I put on Twitter, I said if Joe Douglas is smart, he'll trade for Devontae Adams or he's going to get him next. I mean, it's ridiculous. And if you're going to do it, why didn't you do it before the season, A? And B, if you look at their numbers, they're second in the league in total defense, and they're 25th in total offense. You think there's a problem with the defense? No. The problem is the offense, and the problem with the offense is Aaron Rodgers brought his buddy in, Nathaniel Hackett. And how does he run the offense? The way Rodgers wants it to be run, which is no pre-snap motion or little pre-snap motion. Line up guys, two on one side, one on the other, and he's always liked it that way. The problem with that offense today is everybody has so many different looks on defense, including post-snap, and they know what you're doing, they can identify it, and if you don't have great players, it's not going to work. So if anybody wants to blame anybody in this entire mess, they should blame Aaron Rodgers.
Boom. Pete, let's go to another team inside of that division with a little turnover going on. It seems like Jacoby Brissett will be benched in favor of Drake May up in New England. I honestly thought that we would not see Drake May until a year from now. It just did not seem like from everybody we've talked to that he's kind of coming along. What do you make of that decision? What do you think the immediate future is for Drake May in that offense?
I'm a big believer you get on it and play the kid. And everybody will say, well, what about his psyche? And I always say, if you ruin a kid's quarterback psyche by him going through some trials and tribulations, then you drafted the wrong guy. And I'll go back to Peyton Manning's rookie year. It wasn't very good, but he learned. And any quarterback you've ever talked to in this league and you ask him, do you learn more standing on the sideline watching or do you learn more in a game, good or bad? And they say they learn 10 times more playing quarterback during a game. And so I think you have to look at it from that standpoint. Is that a good football team? No. Is it a good offensive line? No. but it's going to make him do things that's uncomfortable, and that makes quarterbacks better. I don't believe that. And everybody always goes, well, look at David Carr. When he was with the Texans, he got hit. He was never the same. You know, there are stories that David Carr wasn't the guy that was always the first one in and the last one out either. Maybe that impacted the fact that he never became a good quarterback. So I don't believe it. I think you play him. I would have started him right away. And I think he's going to be fine. He has the right temperament to play the position.
Pete, how did Deshaun Watson go from MVP candidate to whatever the hell he is in Cleveland right now?
Well, let's start with the fact that he was kind of overrated a little bit with the Texans. If you go back and look at his numbers through the years, he had that one year where he put up some gaudy numbers. A lot of that came, you know, with a bad – that was a bad, relatively bad team for them. So he got a lot of garbage stats. He wasn't great in that year. But he was a good quarterback, and now he's become an awful quarterback. They paid him great quarterback money when he was a good quarterback, and now he's turned into something I have no idea what I'm seeing when I watch his tape. And granted, they have offensive line issues, and their line's really bad. But the line was bad last year. They had offensive line issues, and Joe Flacco had success playing back there. It just doesn't work. As soon as he takes a snap, he's moving. He doesn't ever stand there, whether he's climbing the pocket or leaving the pocket or whatever. He just looks so uncomfortable and at times looks disinterested. And to me, I think that might have something to do with the fact that everything he's been through, maybe his mind isn't as focused into the game as it once was. But the reality is, that's not the same quarterback. And I guarantee you that him playing and being signed there is something that was mandated from above. I don't think Kevin Stefanski wants to play him. I think he's being forced to play him.
We have senior NFL columnist Pete Prisco for CBS Sports here joining us on the line. Pete, so a lot happening now in Pittsburgh. So Russell Wilson cleared to practice. Is this still – I guess they haven't named really who is the quarterback for this team. Who do you think it will be? Is Justin Fields going to keep this position for now?
I think he gets one more week. And if he doesn't play well this week, then I think you're probably going to see a change and go back to Russell Wilson. And for anybody to sit there and say it's been Justin Fields' problem, I don't think it is. All you got to look at the tape and watch George Pickens jog in routes. I mean, and there's a problem there. They pulled him out. He didn't play every play last week. That's a concern because he's number one wide receiver. So there are things at play, but I don't know if Russell Wilson's the answer either. He was, you know, the last couple of years in Denver, he wasn't very good. And so I think they stick with Fields maybe for one more week, see how that plays out. And if it isn't very good, then I think they might make a change. Because, look, their offense isn't good, but it hasn't been awful either. You know, they do need to amp up the passing game a little bit, so I get it. But the weapons aren't great either.
Pete, let's pivot a little bit to the team we cover that's enjoying a little bit of spotlight here in the last few days, the Atlanta Falcons. They got a big matchup this weekend with the Carolina Panthers. And I'll be honest, I don't know what Carolina is. It seemed like, you know, a lot of people said it wasn't a Bryce Young problem, and then it seemed an awful lot like it was a Bryce Young problem when Andy Dalton comes in, and now this last week they fall flat again. What's the immediate future look like for Bryce Young, this offense, Dave Canales, and really this entire franchise as they move forward?
Well, it was a Bryce Young problem because they've actually moved the ball a little bit better with Andy Dalton. I just think they're limited on what they have on the outside. I know they went and got guys, but they don't have a number one wide receiver. But Bryce Young was really bad. I mean, he was, you know, people talk about leaving clean pockets. They barely were pressured when he was in there, and he was still leaving them. So I don't know what his future is. I think his future might be with somebody else. He's going to have to go resurrect his career somewhere else. I don't think they're going to go back to him. Once you bench the number one overall pick, it's hard to go back to that guy. So I think it's Andy Dalton's team. They're not very good. Defensively, they lost their best player. And so they're in a lot of shootouts, and it's hard to keep up when you can't stop anybody. So that's not a good team. Look, the way Atlanta played on offense last week, I would be shocked if they don't go up there and put a number on them.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Pete, because I know you get to watch a lot of film. I watch a lot of your stuff. What have you thought of this offense so far and what Zach Robinson is doing with Kirk Cousins and some of the weapons he has here in Atlanta?
I love what Zach Robinson's done. I mean, he's made it easy. And Kirk Cousins, you know, the week before that drive, they got a pass interference penalty, the game-winning drive. So I kind of take that and kick it to the curb because when you get a long pass interference penalty, that's really not you making the play. But he made the plays against Tampa. Now, Tampa's beat up, and Tampa had, you know, no Winfield in the secondary, and they're beat up back there. But give that offense credit. I think Zach Robinson has done a great job scheming guys open, and Kirk Cousins has done a great job standing in there making the throws. And they're with all those weapons they have, and they do have a lot of weapons, they can get creative, and I think Zach Robinson has taken advantage of that. I think he's been one of the best offensive coaches so far in the league, and I think it's going to continue to get better as he gets more comfortable with the guys on that roster.
All right, let's go to the other side then, Pete, with Jimmy Lakin and Raheem Morris in this defense. Lots being made about the lack of sacks. However, this team has done a good job of bending but not breaking. What do you make of what they're doing over there? Because they're letting guys go down the field, but they're seeming to stop them once they get inside the red area.
Yeah, but you got to get that pass rush going. I mean, let's be real. This is a league where if you don't rush the passer, you're going to have problems down the road. And ultimately, you know, when you get into the red zone, the field's you know, shrinks, and so they play good down there. But if you don't sack the quarterback consistently, that's going to be a problem. So they do have to get that going. But as far as, you know, playing good defense in the red zone, that's important too. But I think if they don't get the sacks going, that's going to show up, and that's going to be one of those deals where Kirk Cousins is going to have to throw for 500 every game because they have to be better on defense.
Yeah, Pete, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the performance of Kirk last week. And look, man, I think all the credit, especially in this studio, we're going to give it to the Atlanta Falcons. But I do look at the Saints and I do look at the Bucs, who the Falcons have played the last couple of weeks. A ton of injuries, man, really for both of those teams. Derek Carr going down. You talk about some of the injuries they've had defensively for Tampa. You know, is it just simply a factor in this division of seeing who can stay healthy down this stretch run and can possibly pull ahead? Because both those teams just seem to be dealing with a ton right now as far as the injury report.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's not just those teams. It's around the league. You know, it's we're in week five. It's going into week six, and it's already become a survival test. And I have my theories on it. I think there's a couple reasons why we're seeing all these injuries. And one being, they don't hit in camp. And people will say, well, that's crazy. Well, the offensive line play in the NFL as a whole is terrible. And I think that's led to some of the injuries because guys are getting hit. Guys are, you know, you don't train. The offensive lines have to train. They have to be able to work in tandem and come off their doubles and time it out. And when you do it against bags in practice and you're not hitting anybody, I think that becomes a problem. That's one of the factors. The other factor is year-round training. You know, these guys, and kudos to them for wanting to do it, and I get it. But when you come off the season and you take maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks off, and then you get right back into those high-intensity training sessions with all those, you know, trainers around the country, then you go back to your facility and you know, it's time to go to the off-season workout, and you go into their training, and then you have mini camp, and then you have, you know, OTAs and then mini camp, and then, you know, then next thing you know, you break for a month. And when they break for a month, they might take a week off, and then they're right back to their high-intensity training before camp and get to camp. And all we've seen all these soft tissue injuries and pulls and everything else. And I think the combination of the two has led to all these injuries. And it's really become a survival test in the NFL. The game is less violent than it used to be, you know, 20 years ago. But somehow we're seeing more and more injuries. And that has to be a concern for the NFL.
Pete, Falcons, Panthers, I know we've kind of touched on the Falcons already. They're playing them this Sunday. Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback, but we saw Bryce Young go into the game last week. What's kind of the state of the team then, and the team now, excuse me, Pete, and do you think we'll see Bryce Young again at some point this season?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what, Tiffany? I think when you go away from a guy who's the first overall pick, it's hard to go back to him. And you saw the team kind of respond that first day with Andy Dalton being in there, and you saw the receivers respond, you know, and so I think it would be hard to go back to him. Now, I'm not saying if Andy Dalton doesn't go completely in the tank that they won't go back to him, but I just think as long as Andy Dalton's playing decent football, I think he stays in there. But again, Bryce Young coming in and mop-up duty, that doesn't give you any good read on him. I think that's part of the problem. You know, sometimes guys come in off the bench in mop-up duty, and teams are playing defense differently. The game is over. The game is decided. And maybe a guy goes in there and throws a touchdown pass, and all the fans go, let's get him back in there. Look what he did. When the reality is the other side really wasn't doing much. And so I think you have to be careful with that. I personally think he should be traded to somebody and let him see and resurrect his career maybe somewhere else, not unlike some of these other guys. Maybe Miami. I mean, if you're the Dolphins and the Tua can't come back, maybe you go make a move to go get him, because I think his time in Carolina is over.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that at all. Pete, great insight from you this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Man, got it. Take care, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.